Good morning and welcome to Tom Penelope Live Holiday Q&A. I'm Penelope Pauly.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Dave Edmund.
And we wanted to welcome all of you today. Thank you so much for sending in all those amazing questions. I got a stack of paper in front of me. I don't know how we're going to even get through a tenth of them. But we're just excited to talk about this time of year. And we talk about this time of year every year, pretty much.
Because it's always this time of year, every year. That's amazing. A year from now, it's going to be this time of year again.
I know. It's like magic. So I've always been really drawn to sort of the energetics of the world itself. And in the Northern Hemisphere, I know it's different in the Southern Hemisphere, but in the Northern Hemisphere right now is the time of the days shortening and shortening and shortening and shortening. And the culmination of that is the shortest day of the year, the longest night of the year, which is winter solstice. And you don't have to ascribe to any particular religious affiliation to recognize that that is significant in how our bodies react to light, in our bodies react to darkness. And historically, what that meant for people, before we had, you know, our phones with time and we knew what was going on and we had electricity inside, it was really a time of reflection, a time to be inward, to spend time inwardly, and a time to start looking forward to the light returning. What I'm talking about is more the effect that the light has on us as an energetic body, and that this becomes a time of reflection. And many Christians see that as Christmas, of course. Other people have other holidays that have the same kind of things. So we just wanted to help everyone start to be looking at that. And I know that people are anyway. They're looking at, what can I do? How can I open myself up more to the light so that 2014 is far and above my expectation?
Well, I've been noticing there are stories coming out now, especially about entering this new year, where there are improvements happening in the world and surprising things. For instance, we've been going through a time when there's been a good amount of violence in the world. One of the stories that's coming out now is about the six places around the world where cops, policemen, have refused to attack crowds of people who are protesting certain government activities. This is something new that's going on. This is something where the powerful elite are not able just to have their way with the population. The people in power, the people in uniform, are now siding with the consciousness of people, beginning to. I think that's a wonderful new expression that's going on. This has been on the internet this last week. So there are positive things that are going on. We are entering a new period of time where we are going to hear more about positive things that are going on that are going to uplift. I know some of the questions today have to deal with some of the difficulties that people are having. It takes time, apparently, for change to go on.
And I think, you know, we've for many, many years talked about the idea of chemicalization.
Yes.
And the idea of a regeneration, a rebirth, a change in the molecular structure because of the intention of your thoughts, feelings, and purposefully living a life intentionally, and how that changes your entire world, your personal experience. And many times that is manifested by people entering your life, people leaving your life, things and places leaving your life. Because as you begin to more fully define what it is that you want, there are things that cannot be allowed to stay in your sphere. And it has struck me recently that we're going through this as a civilization as well.
That's right.
That we are, chemicalization is definitely at play with all of our lives above and beyond our personal experience. So it feels like more. It feels more difficult. It feels heavier. It feels like you have a lot more tribulation than you ought to. You're doing everything right. Why does it still feel like this? And you know, we've always talked about that when things are really difficult, it means you're in preparation for, you know, like ebb and flow. When the water ebbs, it flows. And the greater the ebb, the greater the flow. And you're just coming upon that change.
Yes, all those things are so true. We've also talked about there being in the midst of a great shift worldwide. You could call it chemicalization. I think of it as a shift. I think we are changing from an immature population to a more mature population. And we're putting away the children's toys. The sharp ones that hurt us, I hope, will put them away, like war and pestilence and disease. But to get there, we have to raise ourselves up, not as a culture raises ourselves up, as an individual. Because as the individual raises up, the culture is raised. As you yourself improve yourself and expand your parameters so you can believe and understand more things. You aren't limited. Oh my God, limitation is going away. There's too much happening in the world. I mean, I literally have no idea. All the new apps and toys and tricks for my phone, and Penelope comes and says, oh, I'll do this. And I'm going, oh my goodness, I can't. I don't. It boggles my mind. But the new generation knows it quick. And it's time for all of us, wherever we are, whatever generation we are, to grow, step up. This is what next year is all about, stepping up. This year was really a year for, I believe, a year for examining your past. Like Penelope was saying, that you examine yourself this time of year. I thought this whole year was kind of, that's kind of what I wanted to get to earlier, Pen, was I thought the whole year was about examining yourself and really seeing the different stages where, I don't like the way I am over here and doing something about it, you know, forgiving yourself, moving on, stepping up, healing. If you have an issue with somebody, go talk to them and say, well, you know, I don't mean to have that and I won't be that way anymore. Because we have to be prepared for what's coming, and what's coming is going to come fast and furious. Just looking at the technology that we see every day hitting us, if that stuff, just the apps, I can't keep up with it. You probably can't either. Can't keep up with everything. But we're going to have to expand our minds and open the door to allow more in. And there's only one way you could do that. Because the thing that'll keep the door shut better than any other is fear. You have to trust. And in my mind, you have to trust God, your higher power.
The universe, however you see that.
However you see it.
So anyway. We're going to dive into some questions. There are so many.
Oh, my goodness.
They're awesome, all of them.
Last week, 2 days after I put that notice up, Diane says, are you sure there's a notice up? I'm not getting any questions. Oh, then pretty soon the floodgate started. We got questions and questions. So if we don't get through them all, we will attack them on Sunday throughout the year. We'll have material to answer for you in the weeks to come.
So let's start with one from Catherine. She has it's a great question because it's a lot of different sections and it tends to address a lot of things that people are dealing with. Hello, everybody. First, I would like to say that I love what you do. And, of course, we like to read the questions that say that. Yeah, I'm so thankful.
If you put that on your question, you'll pretty much get a chance to be heard.
No, stop. That's not true. I'm so thankful I found you. You've changed my life, and you always seem to pop up my mind when I need you most. My first question, I have enough money to pay my bills, including rent, car, repayments, groceries, but I have hardly anything left over for myself. For example, I never buy new clothes or go out to dinner. How can I change this? What can I do to enjoy life more without worrying? Will I have any money left for gas if I buy something I really like?
Okay, wait a minute. If you want something, write it down. It's really quite simple. And it's something, after a while, we go through these and forget about it. We've got a copy of Rich Dreams laying on my desk, which, for a reason, often I just open it up and read something, and I'm reinvigorated by what I knew then.
I would also say that perhaps you want to be addressing your deservability, because you've just described to me that basic necessities are, I believe that God can cover basic necessities, but God can't give me any extras. What that really means is that Catherine isn't allowing the extras in. So if you normally, you know, buy your clothes from one store, but you'd kind of like to buy your clothes from like a higher end store, just start visiting that. Just start getting around that energy and feeling more in alignment with it.
Because really, the whole bottom line is you have to decide. This morning, I'd been toying with the idea of buying a rather expensive item. And I wasn't sure, am I going to put that in a budget? How am I going to do that? Back and forth. Maybe I'll wait and do that later. Same kind of thing. You know, I don't need that dress, or I don't need that dinner out. Just, I'll get it later. Well, wait a minute. But this morning, I was on the internet, and I found it for about half price. I'm done. I said, I'm getting it. That's done. It's done. We're getting it. I'm gonna buy it. I'll come back, and I'll order it. And I told Diane, and I had a meeting I went to, and I came home, and she said, you aren't going to believe this. Didn't you tell me you had the money for that item was X, Y, and Z? And I said, yes, it is. And she said, we just received that by a means over which I had no control. That much money came in exactly then. It was because I decided. It wasn't because it was coincidental. It wasn't for any other reason. It came in because I allowed it to. And you can do the same thing. Write down what you want. Imagine. And just believe that you want it, that it's yours. Yes, you're going to have that. Yes, no matter what, you're going to get that. It'll show up. But Penelope's absolutely on the money. If you don't think you deserve it, you're not getting nothing. Because you got to be worthy. Am I controlling it giving all the time? Okay.
No, it's okay.
You're looking at me like that again.
Well, we look at you like that a lot of times.
We share a lot of looks here.
Dave and I have a secret communication that we have.
Can I put the Luden's cough drop back in?
No, you
can't.
She
yelled at me about that.
I did.
Hey, don't you all think there's something wrong when you get a cold that's 80 degrees outside? Something wrong with that.
Yeah. It's a visiting affluenza.
The second question is, I always thought that I wanted my own brand label/business, yet nothing seems to be happening and I have no idea where to start. I know in my heart I'm meant to do something creative. How can I have more clarity with knowing what to do and where to start? Again, I would send you back to your notebook. Ask to know. It sounds weird, but ask to know. I now know how and where to use my creative feelings, my creative insight, my creative inspiration. I now have a wonderful business that supports me creatively. And this is a biggie, and I tell people, friends of mine that are working in creative ventures a lot, sometimes you can't go for the creative that you want to succeed. My dad used to tell me, you've got to go ruin a canvas. When he was having struggling writing, he would get his paints out. And I find that when I'm struggling with creating, with writing or with creating something like a class, I got to go do like some paper crafting or go make some funny, silly craft with the kids or do something creative with my hands. Your hands and using your body turns your brain on. And getting into the creative energy in any way turns that creative stuff on for you. And if you've got like a big old hot button on the big creative that you're having a hard time making happen, then go bypass it. Go do something else that you don't care about, that you can fail in, and it's okay. Because in creativity, if you're not willing to fail, it won't work. Part of creation is possible failure. And if that feels too big, like if you're going to have to jump off a ledge to start a business, don't jump off a ledge. Go get your camera and take some cool pictures, or go get a paint set, or start writing some bad poetry. Eventually, look, it'll be good poetry.
She's right. And I'm going to tell it quickly, and we've got to move on. And sooner or later, Dave's going to talk. What she said about that, when I chose to write Quantum Selling, when I sat down to really do it.
Is this the part where you're not going to tell any long stories?
Keep it up. Keep it up. Okay, I painted a canvas screen. It was background for a painting that's now hanging in our kitchen. And I must have painted that canvas, the same canvas, 15 times. I couldn't get the green to be the right color. Green. You know, I was mixing a green. I had a picture of my, and I wasn't thinking about it. I stopped thinking about Quantum Selling because I'd written a whole book and it was horrible. I threw it away. I mean, really, a page one rewrite. It was wrong voice, wrong. It's just wrong. I got threw it away. And about 500 pages. So I came back and I painted this canvas. And I was sweating. And my wife went away. She wouldn't talk to me anymore. I was too much bear to live with, she said. So she went out and did something. When she came back, I was sitting on the couch drinking a Coke. Diet Coke. And she said, What's the matter? Are you feeling good? I said, oh, I finally got it right. You got Quantum Selling done? No, the green. She said, you just keep getting weirder and weirder. But you know what? As soon as I finished that Diet Coke, I sat down and started writing Quantum Selling, and it's what we have today. It all came through.
This is really a great point because when we are focused on trying to become successful and we want to have a certain area of success, we sometimes need to divert our attention from that because our energy, emotional energy, trying to move the gates open to get through the thing that's locked, doesn't happen with use of mental, emotional force. What Tom did was go a quarter turn to the left and start painting so that this part of his other part of his mind, the creative part of his mind, could come in and then it could happen.
It's like, I don't know why I'm getting this example, but I hope it makes sense. I've got this thing on my gum, so I've been using a syringe with this special stuff that I have to put in my mouth. And I want to get it done. It's annoying. I'm tired when I go to bed. I just want to get it over with. I want it to be faster. So I'm yanking on that syringe as hard as I can to fill that thing up. And it won't fill up. It won't. If I go slow, it fills up in half the time than if I pull it hard. Because you try to make a vacuum happen, it won't. You have to allow the vacuum to happen in the space and energy that is natural for that vacuum. And I swear this has been one of the greatest lessons. I'm so thankful for this tooth thing because I get that I'm so, like, I want to go to bed. I don't want to do this. I don't want to play with my teeth again. And I get that syringe. And for the first, like, some of us get to hammer our head against the wall a few times. I mean, for the first 2 weeks, I was yanking on it and yanking on it. And then I would remember, oh, you have to do it slowly. And then it comes right out. And now I don't even try to yank it anymore. I'm so proud of myself. I'm learning this lesson that you can't force that. You can't force growth. You can't force a natural process to be
right.
Faster.
That's beautiful, beautiful example.
You can't.
Here's a great line. Water flows through the path of least resistance. So our creativity flows through the path of least resistance. The body that we live through is a gift. It is a gift from the divine, and we sometimes tense up the body so much that it doesn't function well for us. So when we begin to release, get into a state of peace, relaxation, we then begin to see the flow happening, and from the right somewhere, from the left somewhere, when we're taking a shower, when we're walking out to get into the car, or taking a walk in a forest. These inspiring thoughts begin to come in, and pictures in our mind show up that provide the right color green, and we can express that kind of thing. So allow yourself to live peacefully through your body.
And you know, we have a lot of questions today that were about stress and anxiety and fear. And then even this one, it says, I seem to stress about what I'm doing with life. I wake up and feel so overwhelmed by everything that I panic, like I'm wasting my life doing nothing and I should have everything together by now. I am 25 years old. How can I just relax and not stress over little things? Well, first of all, you're 25.
Until you get to be 40, you're going to do that.
That's how I was at 25. I mean, I wrote Rich Dreams with my dad when I was 26.
Diane was telling me when I was 25 that I should write a book. She said, "You are such a great writer. Quit writing advertising and write a book." And I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm not going to spend that kind of time. Sit down. You know what? It takes too much sit on the buttness. You got to sit there all that time and work and think and write. And I can write a headline. I make money. I'm okay."
But
you got to grow old. You got to get older.
And you'll stress about different things when you're older, which is a lovely, comforting thought for you. But, you know, also, you're only 25. It's okay. You're doing great. And I'm a firm believer that there's a lot much younger people coming into this world ready to take on this kind of thought and really be a force to be reckoned with.
You know what I thought when I was – what I realized when I was 40 what was going on when I was 25. I didn't have anything to write about. I hadn't had any experiences yet. You have to have some life experiences before you really have that. I don't think afterwards you're 40, but – maybe 26.
Okay, and then we're going to talk about stress more in a little bit, and I think we might be able to coerce Dave into helping us with that later today with a special little holiday gift from us to you. Last one. There's a job I would like to apply for. Do I just go into the portal and talk to the people at that place?
Yes.
Or do I send love? Or do I just go in and ask for a good job?
Hey, go into the portal and send them love, and then talk to whoever hires for the kind of job you would enjoy, the kind you are best would be best at. Because the universe knows who you're best at. Who do I talk to? Ask the universe. Connect me with a person. Go in there and just say, connect me with a person that can give me the job that I'm right for this company. If you're right for that company, you might not be. You know, and go talk to them. And just, I don't know how far you've gotten in quantum selling, whether you get feedback or not. But if you don't, just leave your information, talk about yourself. And you don't have to give your resume and all that. They'll know it. Just say, look, I really want to be there, and the emotion of it. Talk about your love and the joy and the things you want to accomplish. Anyway, and here, I'm going to say this about quantum selling. I opened my big trap and said we'd answer all the quantum portal questions. We will try to. We've been inundated now, so we're reinstating quantum masters next month. So all quantum selling students and all quantum marketing students will be invited to come to quantum masters. We're going to have an open call for all of you, and if you've taken those courses, we want you in there so we can work with you.
Okay.
I just told Penelope that for the first time.
Yes, I love getting new information.
Like saucers.
It's just like channeling around here. Okay, up next, do some of these that came on the site here. From Maria Jose from San Jose, Costa Rica. Hi, I hope you're doing great. My question is sort of a weird one. Can you write about your pets? I would like to think that my pets will always be happy and protected with my family. How can I write about this?
That's a great question. one of my teachers some years ago said this, and it had not become conscious in my mind until then, and that is that pets are extensions of our consciousness whenever they're around us.
Absolutely.
And I've been noticing on Facebook recently all of these incredible stories of even big pets like lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. You beat me.
And here is this monk sitting with his bowl. eating with a spoon, and the tiger is right beside, eating out of the same bowl. Now, how unlikely is that? Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and get a pet tiger.
Now, they probably think you're the bull.
That's right.
They would not.
But what I'm saying is that as we elevate in consciousness, the animal kingdom becomes automatically friendlier to us in potential. And they know that we are not saying you are wild and evil and bad and need to be kept away. But we are learning to be friendlier. We are learning to be non-violent. So when I'm talking to you about your pets and their well-being, really look into their nature as much as you can. Read about your particular kind of pet. Begin to understand them at deeper levels and make sure that the kind of food they're getting can help that pet thrive.
You know, people around here, well, we've got, in this community we live in, we've got all kinds of rules and laws. Oh, my goodness. So many, I've never bothered to read them. And, like, you're supposed to keep your pet on a leash. You only be so long, yada, yada, yada. Well, Harley, you know, my Labrador Retriever, he doesn't like to be on a leash. And, frankly, I can't walk very well anyway. So if I try to have a leash and hold something back, So he just follows my voice commands. And he follows them instant, just like right now. And I've had so many people come up and say to me, oh, that is such a beautiful dog. He's so well-mannered. You've trained him so well. I didn't train him.
Sure you did.
I just talked to him.
Right.
He's my friend. You know.
He hears you and you hear him.
And I make sure he gets all the exercise he needs. I try to fill his needs. And he supports me.
So I think... You know, we talk about don't write down for someone else, but you can certainly write down about your animals, your pets, absolutely. And, write down that they're safe and protected and acknowledge and recognize that they will do whatever they can for you. There are times when pets get sick so that the person doesn't get sick. They take it for you. And
Did we lose a channel?
But you can certainly write down it for them, that they're safe and protected. God watches out for them. They're always, you know, taken care of and healthy as to the best of their ability, to their highest good. And I think, you know, acknowledge and really thank them for their participation in your experience because they're there in support of you.
Hey, they'll help you process things. If you're having a hard time with an issue, they'll kind of help you. You know, Harley, when I was having such a lot of trouble walking, he developed all kinds of problems with his leg and couldn't even hardly walk. And we kind of had to work it out together, walking a lot and working through things. Animals will help you. Their whole life is you.
Okay, up next is, I think, Tom's favorite question of the day from Mike. How can I create 50,000 pounds right now? I will be grateful if you can give a simple, effective answer that other people have done it. I've got 3 of your products. I will buy more from you as I am succeeding in your competent guidance. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, it's very simple. All you do is go to, if you got an Irish bar locally, you go to the Irish bar. And you make it known that you need an engraver. And you print the money. That's the only way I know that I can guarantee you that you're going to get... I can't guarantee you won't get arrested. It depends on the engraver, I suppose. And there's no way to do that, Mike. I don't care if somebody's done it. There's no way I can tell you how to do it. No way. Because it's never about the money. We had a student early on in quantum marketing Eva, she wrote down she wanted $50,000.
And we told her, money is a means. It is not a thing. If you ask for the money, you're still going to get a challenge, because it's a challenge to get the thing without the money. You got to grow and develop. And if you just ask for the money, you still get to grow and develop.
The whole idea is, what do you want the 50 grand for? Okay. And like Eva, she just wanted that money. She decided what she got it.
She insisted. She says, I don't really care what it's for. I want to see the check.
Yeah. So she wrote it down. A week later, she got a check in the mail for $52,000. 52 grand.
She was so excited at first.
Yeah. Then she called back and said, I found out where that money came from. They cashed in my retirement plan too soon.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
It was supposed to roll over and they cashed it out.
So she got all the money she was putting into retirement just sent to her. It wasn't her money. I mean, it was her money. She didn't get to keep it because she didn't put it back in. She wanted to put it back in.
But here's the thing. She got that check, and that's what she wanted. There's so many stories of people that we say, ask for what you want, don't ask for the money, because you can have other reasons to spend the money. If you ask for the frequency and the energy of a specific something, whether it's an experience, whether it's a thing, whether it's a new job or a vacation or a career, whatever it is, if you ask for that specific frequency, then that's what shows up. When you ask for money, you're going to have lots of things to spend it on. We had one very dear friend who was sending her son to ski camp. He wanted to go to ski camp. Oh, Mom, I really, really want to go to ski camp. She said, well, okay, well, it's a pricey ski. It's a week for $600. That's kind of a lot more than I anticipated, but you know what? We can make it happen. I will ask for the $600. And she called up and I said, don't ask for the $600. Ask for the ski camp. Ask for ski camp. No, I know how to do this. I've been manifesting for decades. I know how to make this happen. I have my process that I use.
In fact, this was a person that first told me about all this stuff way, way back when I was a kid and 25.
So she did her process. She manifested $600.
She got it.
She got it. She got $600. She woke up the next morning.
And she was going to drive over to the school and pay the money?
And her car broke down. Wouldn't go anywhere. And you're never going to guess how much the bill was to get her car fixed. $600. And I said to her, remember the part where we said ask for what you want, not the money? She says, yeah. It's kind of crazy. You're never going to believe what happened when my son came home. So she writes it down. She decides, okay, I'm going to write down, I have ski camp for my son. He's gone to ski camp. He had a great time. He got to learn to ski. He had a ball. It's all paid for with ease. God pays for it. She calls us up the week later. You're never going to believe this. He went to school. He came home from school, and they told him his GPA was so high, he actually won a free trip to ski camp. See, she didn't need the money, and the universe knew that. That's why they broke her car.
Well, I might say she needed the money for the car.
See, we talk about this whole process being a spiritual practice, and we really move from immaturity to maturity in this process. We are not just accumulating things. We are accumulating a sense of well-being from the inside out. If you look at the statistics of professional athletes, for instance, in basketball or football, the number of people who become instant millionaires who have no understanding of how they got that kind of money other than through their talents on the field and being hugely paid. 70% of those people lose the money within a very short period of time. I just
70%.
Read that this 70%.
Yeah, I remember an article on TV where Mean Joe Green, back in the 70s, when Pittsburgh was winning all their championships, Joe Green was blinded. Devastating. Tremendous guy. He made a lot of money. Well, they did a deal on him. He's working as a security guard in a warehouse at night. He had no money. living in a cheap apartment, just getting by. He remembers his football days with glory. He was a star of the world. He didn't keep a dime.
Because it isn't about the money. And this is what we talk to people about over and over and over again. You ask the universe to do the heavy lifting and you get out of the way. You don't need money. The universe might hand you means to pay for something that you want, but God can give you in one instant what you could not spend your whole life earning.
Well, I was away this morning for 1 hour. I came home. My project was funded just because I finally decided, yes, I'll have that. You could do it.
Okay. Good luck, Mike. We're thinking about you.
Yeah, we love you, Mike. Good question.
Zelma has a great question. I write down my intention in my notebook, but my anxiety levels are so high, I just cannot detach. How do I stop the feeling of panic and fear so I could detach and allow the universe to deliver? And I'm going to tell you, Zelma, we're using your name, but there are at least 20 questions in here, which are pretty much the exact same question. Everybody is feeling that.
We're using your name because we're going to say we answer the questions from everybody.
And she's from Belize. Oh, that's awesome.
You ruined my joke.
Oh, sorry.
Right in the middle of it.
Sorry, Dad.
I don't get no respect.
Okay, so we're using her name because...
You could write about that.
They hate me. They hate me. Both of them.
We love him.
We're answering your questions, no matter who you are, from A to Z. We answer all these
questions. Oh, A to Z. Well, do we have an A?
Well,
we better find an A. We could do Arlinda next.
We could do A John.
Arlinda has a similar one. This is Arlinda from Muscle Shoals. I don't know where that is. That's cool.
Muscle Shoals, Louisiana.
Okay. I've been praying to God to bless me with abundance of money, actually begging him. I need manifestation of my prayer answered now. Please, can you help me? I'm going to tell you, that's the same question. You don't think it's the same question, but really it is. It's living in a state of desperation and fear that what you want isn't here yet. Understand, God knows your situation better than you do. That's a biggie.
It's a biggie, and it's really a lot harder than you might think. We have a new program, a new product we created. It's called the Prime Step. And the Prime Step is free. And I'm going to post this. I didn't tell you this either.
It's so nice to come on these calls. I get so much work done.
It's basically, we're going to use this to attract people who... have never heard of us and give them kind of a background. We're still in the development stage, so this is not the final page, but I'm going to put it up for you. It's kind of a Christmas gift. It's very expensive, extremely expensive.
What, the free video?
The free video is very expensive. And we advertised some product, a new product we created. You can look at it and see, but I advise you, I'm going to put it up and post it so you got a chance to watch that Prime Step. And if you do, go ahead and buy the product down below. We put you into the new members category. We're starting a Restream's members site. So
that was quite a sell.
Yeah, I was just talking to her yesterday about how I'm not a salesman.
Right, yeah.
So that was a sell.
Okay, so the Prime Step. Are you going to tell them what it is?
No, they're going to have to watch it.
Oh, okay, good.
And you do that, and it'll help you with what she's talking about, with... you're allowing. Go ahead.
And another thing that you could do that would really, really help, and this is for anybody out there that's feeling anxiety or feeling in a state of desperation or fear or that it's never going to happen or that you're lost and you don't know how to find yourself to move forward. I really want to suggest that if you have a smartphone or even if you don't, go online. There are some great apps that are very, very inexpensive that are meditation apps. Some of them are just a timer, where it starts with a gong and ends with a gong. Some of them are very lovely guided relaxation meditations. And these aren't a lot of time. They're not a great cost. It's a fairly low investment. And what it can do for you is get you to start to slow that mind down. You're like high beta waves when you're stuck in that fear. You can't get yourself into a state of allowing and receiving when you're ramped up into how do I make this work better because I'm fearful and I've got fight or flight and I don't know if I'm going to survive. That's very real to your body. That kind of level of stress is, it takes a toll on you big time. Just finding some ways to take 5 minutes even a day will help you start to create new neural pathways, help you start to find a way to put back into your life that sense of calm and peace, even if it hasn't all worked out yet. You really have to find a way to accept where you are. Accepting where you are is not accepting defeat. Accepting where you are is saying that I know I can move from here if I know where here is.
One of the things that you can also do is listen to my meditation at the end of this program.
Oh, you gave it away. I'm saying an expensive product.
Yeah. This one you get free, and you get the sound of my voice, which, you know, to me, through this microphone, sounds better than usual. I don't know. But what Penelope is saying is really important, because we access the benefits of the universe itself by entering into a state of peacefulness, which is in the alpha brainwave frequency and deeper. And when we do that, and it takes practice, this practice and perfection don't happen in a second, usually. It's a little more protracted, but because this is a spiritual practice that we're really going through. We're going into a practice of making ourselves available to the wealth that is. And
that was really beautiful.
This is what we're doing. So when you have anxiety, you really can't think yourself into peacefulness.
Right.
You have to go through a relaxation process, and then
you have to feel your way into peacefulness.
You feel your way in and imagine what it is. And we will do this imagination a little bit later, so you get a picture. You get a sense of what it is to be much more peaceful and relaxed. So stay tuned.
I also wanted to kind of take even more of what you just said. It's a spiritual practice, and it is a practice. If you look at it on a purely physical level, it is also a physical practice. When you are creating new neural pathways in your brain, and this is something that I've learned a lot about in the past 4 years, watching my dad, and as he has, been healing from the stroke, your brain reroutes itself, and the wealth of availability in your brain alone. They say we only use a certain 10% of our brain. That means you can have so many more neural pathways that we don't even know about, which allows you more creative thought, which allows you access to the wealth of everything. And that's looking at it on purely a physical level. So you see that it's mirrored everywhere. You'll start to see this as you do this practice. You will feel it in your body, and your brain is going to change. And that's what changes you chemically. Yes.
Okay. Practice. This is so important. I can barely hear me. Am I really on air? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My voice is strange. I'm sorry. Love colds. The concept of having a spiritual practice is so ultimately important to your success. People talk about me. I talk to people all the time and say, you know, I'm trying to do quantum selling, but it just doesn't work for me. Okay. Well, did you do your 60-day log? Oh, no, but I've gone in a couple times, and I'm just not getting the things I want. Okay, I'm exaggerating. But you have to do it every day, because it's not so much the importance of doing it every day. It's the importance of you being there every day. It's how you grow and how you learn. I mean, Everybody loves Kobe Bryant. I always say should. He's the greatest ball player of all time. Sorry, Michael Jordan.
At least we don't have any bias around here.
Got beat his team the other night. Okay, so Kobe is, do you think he got to be as good as he's gotten by sitting around and saying, I'll shoot some hoops tomorrow, but I'm going to go out today? No. He works at what he's doing. He puts attention to it. He stays after it. I mean, you know, that's what you have to do. You got to stay after it. You got to give it attention. And you really need to associate in a group, in a like-minded group, where somebody is helping and keeping this active going. Because it's so much easier to do it in two or three, in five or ten, than just to do it with one. Oh, we're going to have a new program next year where you can take a veil yourself of being involved in that sort of thing. But we'll talk about that later.
I'm just enjoying being just like one of you guys today.
I'm sorry, so magical. Some thoughts I've had.
Yeah, well, just let them go. Just
anyway.
Run free.
But it does help. Go out there and find someone who you can work with. If you don't have to find someone around you physically to work with, go in the portal and find someone who will work with you in the portal. Anyway, my thoughts on practice.
Practice makes purpose. Okay, awesome. Up next, we have, these are good ones. From Nutan in India. Dear Tom and Penelope, I've been working with the Rich Dreams methods for the past 4 years and feel my connection with Source getting stronger, having my questions and desires answered by the day with many big and small miracles. Thank you.
See? Look, she's been doing it for what, 4 years?
Maybe he. We don't know which. I don't know what Nutan is. He, she.
Could be he.
Could be. But for some reason, not been able to attract or create my correct business and life partner. Asking, feeling, believing. It says feel-utilizing. Maybe that's feeling and realizing put together. I don't know. Yet not receiving. It's been so long doing the process and not manifesting that sometimes the belief begins to shake. What could I be doing wrong? Please advise. Thank you and much appreciation.
I don't know that you're doing anything wrong. You know, when I first started this endeavor process, inquiry, it was in 1987 or 88, I think, when I took my first formal course on prosperity thinking. And I did all kinds of writing at that point and so forth. And things didn't really happen very much to my way of thinking for a number of years after that. I think it was about 5 or 6 years. In fact, what happened was my thriving hypnosis business came to an abrupt end at the end of August in 1988 or 9. I don't remember. It's quite a piece of time ago. I lost my voice for an entire month, and the phone stopped. Not that it would have done any good at that point with no voice. And then I became ill. With upper bronchial issues and sinus and so forth, which lasted for quite some period of time. So it was like the universe put me on the sidelines for a while because I had to readjust and grow in a different way. I was so focused and so forth on doing what I was doing that I had not taken time for myself.
It's like God put you in bed rest.
That's right. And I really had to go there. And I had to search through different ways, inquire in different ways in order to begin to regain my health. And that went on for a period of time. Then I met Marilyn and started doing this work. And I began to notice things beginning to change. I still had the sinus and upper bronchial stuff for a few years, although it became less and less. And now it happens only extremely occasionally, and I haven't had any illness I'm grateful for 5 years, which is amazing to me. And one of the reasons is because I've been inquiring and putting things into practice. we have power available to us, and we access the power by our inquiry. And you are inquiring here today. You are inquiring because the question is arising in your mind, how to make progress. And so the wisdom that you are acquiring by doing this, when you put that into practice, you begin to find your life improving. When I transliterated the Lord's Prayer, and you come to the line where it says, "Give me now my daily bread," I began to look at the way the ancients looked at their life working in the fields. If we're just looking for a slice of bread, that's not a whole lot. But when I began to see, if I want to have greater crops than before, what I'm really asking for is, "Dear God, help me to learn how to thrive, to make this abundant. What I want to do is live in an atmosphere of wealth, of well-being, of health, and not always being in a state of need and want and so forth." And that, I learned over time, had to do with my thinking about it. It had to do with what I was saying to myself about what is true. When you begin to look at the kinds of ideas and thoughts that you allow to take root habitually in your mind, and just observe them. And I'm not saying that you have to get down on yourself for it. In fact, I'm really counseling against that. What you really want to do is just observe that it's there, and you want to allow yourself to begin to invite into yourself the attitude of gratitude. The sense that I am grateful for this, this, and this, and maybe even this, that's in my experience. Those thoughts have children. Those thoughts produce and help you to thrive. We are really inviting in God, the universe, to take away from us, untie us from the things that hold us back. And that's the next phrase in the Lord's Prayer. You know, it's forgiving our enemies, forgiving those who have sinned against us. It really means, in the Aramaic language, to untie the energy of. So untie the energy of the things that hold me back, that keep me down. Because what I really want to do is manifest the highest level of my potential that I can attain, become more and more conscious of who I really am. And when you ask yourself, "Who am I?" What is it that comes up? What is it that comes up? When you ask yourself, "Who am I?" and you begin to look, I am a body, I am a mind, emotions, or soul, and spirit. And you begin to identify with your innermost being, that spiritual level, and you begin to live from that. You discover that by means of prayer and meditation. You discover that you are that. I am this expression of the living universe. I am that expression of the livingness, the lovingness, the intelligence, the power of that presence that lives the universe and is therefore living me. So I invite you to do that. I invite you to really, in that process of going inward, in that process of going inward, you automatically contact that energy. It starts quietly, but it builds, and you'll find yourself smiling for no reason.
People are, there's a couple of questions also from Carol in Davie. Will I have a better year this week? This year has been rough. Will I ever meet anyone?
Okay, everybody has had a rough 2013. It's been a rough year. You're growing and improving, and we've been challenged to get the stuff out of our system, to get the garbage out of your life. The thing is, you're very fortunate. There are many things in this world you can only learn when you are not, when you don't have any money, or when you're challenged by money?
I would like to just, there are two people that have asked about relationships, and we haven't addressed that, and that's kind of what I was bringing
up. How are we going to cover all this?
I don't know, but we're going to do our best, and it, we've been going an hour. We could probably do another half hour. If you guys can't stay on for this next half hour, you can listen to the replay for the next week or so. But I really think we should address that. They're asking about relationships. Okay, so what Dave was talking about finding yourself, how that translates into a relationship is, if you are finding more fully who you are and that is being expressed, then the person that's correct for that you can show up. When you're asking for your divine compliment, that's what we encourage people to write down about. That's the terminology that we use. It's all, it's very well detailed in I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. I am, I am, I am. When you ask about, this person says, that Magda as well says, how much can I be specific, for example, in the marriage list? As much as I want? Well, yeah, write for what you want. Who do you want? What kind of a person do you
want?
How? You don't put any names. We never say, John Jones is my husband.
Or Mary's husband. You don't want to put that stuff down.
No, you don't want to own someone else's experience, their life, their karma.
Their problems.
You don't want that. That's a load of junk you don't want. But you can write down about how you want to experience that relationship. I feel at peace in my relationship. I feel strong in my relationships. I'm happy with this person. If you want somebody that's a business and life partner, write them down on two separate lines. You might find somebody that you're great at business with but terrible at home with, and find someone that you're great at home with and terrible in business with, and that's okay. Because it's about finding more of who you are. And the person that you want to be yourself with sometimes is energetically outside of you, not coming into your life yet, because there's more for you to get in touch with.
Could I tell a little story right about this?
Sure.
Here, I was working with a particular person 4 years ago about this very issue, and she was complaining to me, beautiful lady, and she was in her early 60s then, and she had no partner, and everybody she was meeting, all they wanted was a certain thing, which you might guess, and she wanted somebody who really cared for her. So we wrote down all kinds of stuff, and I didn't see everything that she wrote. She came back to me 3 months later, and she says, you know, it works for other people, but it doesn't really work for me. And so time went by, probably 5 months went by, and she came back to me and she says, you know, David, I recognized this last week that every single thing that I wrote down is part of this man that I'm seeing. Now, she had known this particular person for 30 years, but had never seen him as partnership material. And she went to help him with his garden and so forth and redecorate his house. And all of a sudden in their conversation,
they were friends,
these warm feelings began to emerge, which had never happened. And I am participating in her wedding dinner on the 28th of this month. And they travel the world together now, having a wonderful time. Make sure that you put in your request that this person is available and that he is compatible with me and we enjoy our time together. It can happen, and I'm going to officiate or help officiate with this particular thing at $100 a plate dinner.
Very, very fancy.
On Coronado at the famous hotel.
I just thank God that I don't have to wear a tux. I'd get out of that.
Yeah, well.
Because I talked to her the other day, and I got out of wearing a tux. I didn't wear a suit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is about you. Relationships
yeah.
are about you. About you recognizing you're good when it comes. That doesn't just apply to money or a job or a new home or a new car. Recognizing you're good when it comes applies to all aspects of your life. There might be somebody in your life right now that you never saw that way. But as you get clarity on what you want, how you want this relationship to be for you, who you want to be in this relationship, then that can emerge. And it will become apparent to you.
Okay, look, I have to say this. I opened my big mouth and said we'd answer portal questions. Clearly, we can't answer all these portal questions. We're going to continue for a few more minutes with the other questions. And we are going to have the... We're going to save these questions and at the next Quantum Masters. One, I'm going to answer right now. And that somebody asked to have a clear-cut description of the difference between quantum selling and quantum marketing. I wrote these from a sales, from a business background, and marketing puts you in the flow of what's coming, and that's what quantum marketing is. It's putting you in the flow of receiving your good. And it does a really good job. It's a gift from God to us. It's an amazing product. And we have added now the personal mentoring to it so that you get to talk personally with a mentor five times. Five times. And they're a good call. They really help you overcome and figure out what you're doing wrong.
It is really about clarity. It's about honing down and knowing how you want to present yourself to the universe. It's about getting in the flow, but it's also about knowing what your flow is, right? Because we don't always know where our sweet spot is. We don't always know. I'm working with one client. I'm having such a wonderful experience with her. And she says, you know, I realized that all these things I thought I was doing that I thought was really positive, I'm starting to realize that they aren't. They're actually not helping me. And I thought I was doing them to help me. Different thoughts, different ideas, different perspectives. Because I'm realizing that, like, if I tweak it a little bit, everything opens up and changes the meaning of things. And so it's that kind of thing. It's about having somebody work with you and help you through this process. You know, it's not like you can't do processes on your own. Of course you can. But sometimes you are in a place in your life where it's good to have a mentor. It's good to have a partner, somebody that's helping you be accountable, helping giving you another perspective, and helping guide you through the process.
Absolutely. Quantum selling is also a gift from God, an amazing course, which is a way of selling and promoting and contacting and connecting.
It is a cutting edge. We call it a human technology. And it really is about using those parts of our brain that are not being used to access connection with other people in other places that isn't sitting right next to you. It's just an amazing, amazing process. I'm sorry I'm jumping all over you today.
No,
but,
I appreciate but,
it really is about connection. It's about, just like in the business world, how sales is about your connection with the client. You're going up and talking to people, cold calls, that kind of thing.
Yeah, this is not about cold calling.
It is not about cold calling. It's not a nuts and bolts product. We really don't do that. We really don't teach nuts and bolts of marketing
and
selling.
It's the closest thing we've got to a nuts
and bolts product. But lots of salesmen really, really enjoy this. And people that hate sales and are scared of sales love it. Because it takes the sting, it takes the confrontation, it takes the fear out of a sales connection. Because really, in selling, real, true selling, isn't about convincing somebody that they want something they don't want. It's about finding the people that need what you have so that you can provide that to them so that they can benefit in their life. And that's the kind of selling it's about. And it's about finding a way to use that energy and exercise the two different sides of selling, connecting with people.
And, okay. So everything else we're gonna, on that subject we're going to save. Got time for one more and then Dave?
Okay. So, only one more?
Okay. My voice won't do
Okay, I'm going to do two more really quickly. The first one is from Christopher, and he posts this on our Facebook page. I've been getting feeling lately that tithing is the most important part of your philosophy. Okay, we call it tithing, but to me, I'm starting to see that any sort of giving is making a connection between us and the natural state of the universe, which is of freedom and abundance. By making this connection, we have opened up a channel where the freedom and abundance can flow back to us. So basically, give our way to freedom and abundance. I'm pretty sure you feel the same way. Yes, we absolutely feel the same way. Because if you're blocked in some area, nothing can get to you. Either way, if you're shored up all of the openings of giving, then guess what? The flow can't go anywhere, so it gets stuck. Giving is about opening yourself up. And we do delineate between tithing and what we call charitable giving. But the bottom line is you cannot outgive the universe. It's impossible. You cannot. Where you open up, you create a vacuum. The universe fills it. So keep the flow going. Okay, last one. This is from Ron. My question is this. I got the idea from your email to me. I am balding in both the front and back. How can I get my hair to grow again? Have a great day. Regards, Ron. That's a brave question to ask, because that's hard. A lot of men have a hard time with losing their hair.
Yeah. And I was going to make a joke, because I'm having the same problem. If you find a better answer, I want to know. But really, male pattern baldness, not much you can do about. You can. You can get you can get a rug. I mean, really, you can. You can get a toupee. You can all they glue them on now, and they have. You can get a transplant if there's enough hair in the other part of your head. You want to use head hairs, and but really, the whole thing is you want to be attractive, right? You want somebody to like you for who you are. Because what you're doing is you're opening you look in that mirror in the morning and you're saying, oh, you look terrible because you're bald and it's going away and I'm missing, I'm losing out, I'm in loss. Don't be in loss. Shave it. A lot of men just go shave their heads. I know a lot of guys, just young ones.
I dated a guy in college who was going so much he just shaved it.
Yeah. You got to get happy with you. It's not about the hair. Because there's some things you just can't do anything about. You know, what's that great prayer, that serenity prayer, Irish? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that's what we're asking you, telling you. Just... you got to get happy with yourself. You are a great human being. You were put here for a reason, and God didn't say you're going to fail because your hair is falling out. He said, Ron, you're going to do just great. I'm behind you 110%. No matter what you want, ask for it and I'll give it to you. He can't give you hair because that's just a genetic thing.
Well, I mean, it is possible. Of course, anything is possible. But the bottom line is, does it matter? If you feel good about yourself and you feel attractive and you feel strong in yourself, it doesn't matter if you have hair or not.
So detail those things.
Write down, and this goes back to what Dave was talking about, about the question of when am I going to meet my life partner? Okay? It's about coming more in tune with the deeper parts of who you are. It's about accepting all of you. It's about seeing your true beauty, because when you see your true beauty, it will express to everyone. I had a good friend who was a therapist, and she was working with a man who was a pastor, and he hated being a pastor, hated it. He was miserable. She said he wasn't a real good-looking guy. He kind of had his cheeks went kind of in, and he was very angular, but he was, his eyes kind of droopy, and he was always, she said, you know, he really was kind of homely, not a very good looking person. And she was working with him, and he had a big breakthrough one day where he realized he hated his job. He doesn't have any interest in doing it anymore. And he had something else he wanted to pursue, and he was starting to pursue that. And he just shifted and realized, this is it. This is not expressing who I fully am. I want to go do something different. And the next week he came in for a session, and a man walked in her door, and she said, how can I help you? And he says, it's me. It's me. I've come for my appointment. And she said, I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before. The man's physical appearance had shifted so greatly because of that moment of change in him. She did not recognize her own client. He suddenly had warmth in his face. His features had rounded out. His eyes were open and bright. She said he was really good looking. She didn't recognize him. Because it's that inner light that's coming through. That's really what's attractive.
You know what? One of the things we're talking about here is the whole process of discovery. The joyful process of discovering who we really are. I stood outside of Claridge House in London, England, one night a number of years ago, and a parade of Rolls Royces and other prominent cars were coming down the street and depositing members of the royal family, and I stood right across the street from the entrance and the red carpet, and this particular Rolls Royce stopped right in front of me, and out got Prince Charles, and he turned around, and I looked right into his bald spot, and across the way, my eyes were deflected, because there was Princess Diana. I was so, you know, impressed that I would find myself in a situation like that. I have a bald spot. I felt better about my bald spot after noticing that Prince Charles had one, and he's a prince. So, sir, who, whatever your name is, who wrote this question, you're really probably a prince.
Ron.
Prince Ron. There aren't many of those in the world that you can call Prince Ron. But there are things that we can do which are aids to ourselves expressing our ability, no, our potential. If you Google curing baldness, you're going to find some of those things too. So it's just an idea for you to explore what thriving and what potentializing might be. This course, or these courses here, are ways of potentializing your manifestation in the world. And it's a great opportunity, and it's a great way to be mentored. We learn tremendously because you've come to us and you are asking these intelligent, wonderful questions.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that that is all the questions we can really take today. We barely got even through maybe a tenth of the questions. It's kind of crazy. Thank you for your generosity in sharing your questions with us. And we will be working through the rest of them on a weekly basis as we do our podcast, as Tom and I do podcasts. We'll just start going through the rest of them and get through all the questions. And maybe we'll try to identify the names on the, if we can remember to identify some of the names so people know when their question is coming up. Thank you so much for being here today. Dave is going to take us out with short meditation. And then in a little bit, the replay will be available to you and you can download it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay. Remember one thing. We love you. We care about you. You're not in this world alone. You have some place you can turn to. And if you ever need to have a question answered, send us an email. For a while, we had... what's the matter? I'm getting that look again.
No, I'm just having a hard time hearing you.
for a while, we had some technical problems with our... what is going on? Oh, it's keyboard. It lifts the papers off the keyboard. I don't know why. It's kind of similar to, you can't start the car when license plate's loose. Anyway, we got those technical issues ironed out. So,
if you have questions, send them to richdreams@richdreams.com. It's just RichDreams at richdreams.com. And we will also add those to the list. We'll try to address those. And always, if you have any questions, we're here for you.
We love you. Stay well, stay healthy, and stay happy, prosperous.
Okay.
I'm going to shut up.
Let's go into the meditation. I think that will be beneficial for everyone. If you are driving your car or operating heavy machinery, please don't listen to this part. If you're doing anything that could compromise you by shutting your eyes and detaching from life for a little bit, please wait and do this when you have quiet time.
Particularly if you're working with sharp weapons.
I don't know that we have that, but
it's
possible.
Carving a turkey.
However, if you are pregnant, it's just fine.
Oh, it's perfect, actually. You probably need it. I always needed it more than anything else.
Yeah. Great. And I just want to express my gratitude for this time together. We are not only here as people listening over the internet and telephone and in this room, but we are here as presence in the universe. Presence. So I'm going to ask you now to close your eyes and enter into that secret place that only you have inside you. It is that very secret place where the livingness of the universe as you is manifesting. So now take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Another deep breath and exhale slowly. And one more. Wonderful. And recognize that as you continue to breathe now, relaxing even deeper, that it is not you who is breathing. You are being breathed. You cannot stop this process. You are living beings. And the life itself of the universe is manifesting in essence through you. Contemplate that. Think about that. And now, as you imagine that we can go for a walk together, a silent walk into a forest glade, and notice that you have no shoes on your feet, but your feet are touching the ground. As your bare feet are walking on the ground, recognize that there is an exchange of energy that's going on with your feet and the earth itself, or even the fallen leaves. There is an electrical energy and an electromagnetic energy that's happening in and through you. And as you continue walking, you find that your mind and your brain is automatically beginning to slow down. It moves from beta into the alpha brainwave frequency. And you begin to pay attention to the things that are happening around you, the smells, the sound of leaves rustling. And ahead of you, you begin to hear the sound of a waterfall. And as you approach a large pond, at the side of the pond, There's a large rock that extends out into the pond. And there you are, standing on this rock. And you sit down on that rock. And as you close your eyes for a few moments, you feel yourself relaxing even deeper. The sound, the smell of the waterfall. How relaxing. It always is flowing. The breath is always flowing. The smells are always present. The feeling of the breeze against your skin is always that little tickling that feels, oh, so good. And now, imagine in your mind that you are at your highest and best. And what does that mean as I say those words? Imagine your health feeling exuberant and joyous. Imagine yourself in a heightened state of being and awareness. Imagine yourself happy, smiling. Imagine yourself with the person you care for, looking into each other's eyes. The eyes are the entrance into the soul. Look into those eyes and mentally say, I love you. I love you. When you are this relaxed, when you are this comfortable, when you are peaceful, everything you become aware of is able to enter your life much more easily. At those higher levels of consciousness, you are accessible. It is important to come to this relaxed, wonderful space because you make yourself accessible to the good which is made for you in particular. Every good is available for us. It may mean that some things pass away, like leaves that have fallen from the tree, and the breeze blows them off to the side. Some things pass away. Life itself carries them away. And we are open now to that new, wonderful thing. A thing that is full of health and wealth and well-being. Mentally tell yourself, I am grateful. I am very grateful for the good that is happening now. The good is happening now. The good is happening now. Every time you enter this place, it will get better and better. You feel better and more relaxed. And now imagine getting up from where you are. This place is reserved for you, and you return here often. And now you walk back down the path and out to the edge of the forest. And you look back with a sense of longing. I want to be there again. I choose to be there again. And you are there every time in your mind that you choose to be. In a moment, I'm going to be counting from 1 to 5 to bring you out of this deeply relaxed place. And as each number passes before your mind, you have a sense of gratitude for these abilities that you have to enter this quiet, sacred space. One, energy now returning into your body through your feet and legs, torso, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head. Two, more and more energy coming in. Three, returning to the outer conscious level of the mind. Four, take a deep, deep breath now. And five, eyes open and wide awake, eyes open and wide awake.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you, David. That was very, very beautiful. Thank you.
You know, at one point, you said something about where you are, and I was saying, where am I? Holy Moses. Okay.
So you know that thing that we did right before we started the call? I kind of forgot to bring it up. Shall we bring it up now?
I didn't know what we were talking about. I'm still trying to figure out where I am.
We decided as a, you know, just a little special something. If there's anything from from what we've done, all of our products that you are interested in looking into or you would like to do, we have done a coupon on everything in the store. It's a 25% off anything you purchase. And the coupon code is BRILLIANT, BRILLIANT, just like all of you.
Is that capital or a
small? It's all caps, BRILLIANT. And that'll give you 25% off any of our products that we have. And that even goes for quantum selling, quantum marketing, the Instant Abundance Toolkit, Get the Money, Get the Money, which is a fantastic program about visualization. It's a funny title, but it's really about visualization. For our quantum clearing program, which is a wonderful thing for if you just need to kind of clear some of your energy before the start of the new year, we have, you know, anything that we've ever done is available to you. And we just really want to see all of you guys grow and prosper and have an amazing 2014.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
I'm starting early. I'm already having an amazing 2014.
I love it.
He's always ahead. So, look, we're gonna sign off. We love you. Good luck and great adventures.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. And just love each other. Love each other. Love yourselves. Be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye.